Bob coming up. Thanks to Billy Shears for the great music today. And I want to remind you once again that you've heard from the radical right. Now all that's left is the truth. Talk to you tomorrow, gang.
This is the Quality News Network. Hurricane Dean strengthened again to a Category 2 storm in the southern Gulf of Mexico and made landfall in Veracruz. Reaching 100 miles per hour today, property damage from the once Category 5 storm has been extensive and 13 fatalities have been reported in the Caribbean. Dean has since been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. After President Bush expressed some frustration with the inability of Iraq's government leaders to bridge political divides, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki struck back. Maliki said no one has the right to impose timetables on his government and that his country, quote, can find friends elsewhere. Realizing how his criticism was interpreted, President Bush reiterated his support for al-Maliki today at a speech before military veterans. 14 U.S. soldiers were killed today when their helicopter experienced mechanical problems and crashed. The UH-60 Black Hawk was on a night operation with another helicopter when it went down outside of Kirkuk. A state of emergency has been declared in several Ohio towns affected by flooding. 500 have been forced to evacuate their homes and 22 people have been killed since the formation of Tropical Storm Erin. Property damage has now reached $38 million. A newly declassified internal report by the CIA says the agency's top leaders missed key opportunities to thwart two hijackers before 9/11. The report also found the CIA failed to formulate a plan to combat al-Qaeda in the years before the attack. The Pentagon announced it will shut down a program which collects information about civilian activity around U.S. military bases. Critics say the surveillance program targets anti-war protesters. The recommendation to end the program came from Chief of Intelligence for the Defense Department. In Washington, Justice Department attorneys say missing White House emails are private and not subject to public disclosure. Attorneys are fighting a lawsuit aimed at forcing the administration to reveal the whereabouts of some 5 million emails the White House says have been misplaced. And scientists have identified one of the factors contributing to the collapse of the Minneapolis I-35 bridge. The buildup of guano-containing pigeon waste acted as a catalyst that caused the support structure to rust more quickly. This week, the 13th and final body was recovered from the wreckage. And according to a Gallup poll, only 18% Americans believe Congress is doing a good job. You're listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business News, next.
Hey, what's he doing?
What?
That guy's changing his oil in the street and letting it run right in the storm drain, which pollutes the bay. I totally wouldn't surf in that.
Dude, what can we do?
Call 1-800-CLEANUP to report anyone dumping oil, antifreeze, or paint in the street.
This way, fools like that can be fined.
Tell everyone to call 1-800-CLEANUP.
Taking care of the marine sanctuary is your duty. From Mayos at Monterey High.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I want to help you grow your business. At the Duplication Connection, we specialize in CD and DVD duplication in quantities from 1 to a million. If your company needs mass quantities of CDs or DVDs, you can now use us as one of your primary marketing tools. Thousands of our customers have depended on our fast turnaround and superior quality product for almost 20 years, and so will you. Please call us at 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
Researchers say they've discovered antioxidants in dark roasted coffee make the brew bitter, not caffeine as originally suspected. German chemists say their findings may change the way coffee beans are prepared. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a popular adult schizophrenia drug for use in children. Risperdal, manufactured by Jensen LP, is now being prescribed to people as young as 13 to treat irritability arising from autism. The U.S. Product Safety Commission has issued a recall on more than 300,000 Chinese-made children's products. 250,000 of the recalled goods are SpongeBob SquarePants school supplies that contain paint with excessive lead. Walmart announced tests revealed the presence of toxic melamine in Chinese-produced dog treats the store recently removed from its shelves. Customers had complaints that their pets became ill after eating the chicken jerky treats. General Motors has cut production at 6 plants that manufacture pickup trucks and SUVs. A GM representative cited poor housing market, high fuel costs, and increased competition. Google says its YouTube internet site will now feature video advertising. Google bought the video site last year for $1.65 billion. Light sweet crude is trading at $69.26 a barrel. Gold is trading at $668.70 an ounce. Wall Street is now closed. The Dow is up 146. NASDAQ up 32. S&P 500 up 17.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Mark Levine will be along presently. He will be live this afternoon. In the meantime, enjoy the theme music right here on America's Liberal Voice, The Horn.
If you missed Strictly Confidential last week, you missed Gay Fashion Tips.
So I'm sitting here in my Florida State University t-shirt and my pajama bottoms.
You missed what gay DJs name their dogs.
Disco and Boogie are their names.
You missed Lesbian Bible Study.
And that's my favorite line, too, out of the Bible, like, thou shalt not lie with a man, so I don't, and so what's up with that?
You missed Kiss and Tell.
And this big, tall, handsome Air Force sergeant bent down and kissed me, and I didn't wash my lips for weeks.
You missed The Pursuit of Happiness.
Are you attached, Mom?
Well, see, now this is Strictly Confidential, isn't it?
Tune in Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Strictly Confidential, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered conversation radio, exclusively on the Head On Radio Network. You know you want to. Stand by your man.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Well, good afternoon, a little late, America. This is Mark Levine, host of The Inside Scoop. And yes, I am here, and yes, I am live. And no, I didn't even know we were going to have a show today because there were some technical problems. But I'm glad to be here, and frankly, I've been working at my other job. Many of you know I host a show called The American Dream, which appears on ATN Productions, that's the Arabic Television Network, and they host it all over the world. In fact, its major client is Press TV, which is the English language network for the government of Iran. Now, this has been an extremely controversial thing that I have undertaken for understandable reasons. In fact, even more than probably most other Horn hosts, have been very critical of the government of Iran. No, I don't favor us going to war there, at least not right now. But I do recognize that the government poses a danger and that their developing of nuclear weapons, I don't think, is good for Iran or for the world, frankly. But definitely not for the people of Iran. And I have certainly no animosity towards the people of Iran. In fact, most Iranians I've met have been very, very good people, and I don't think they like their government either. But what I'm doing has some controversy because I'm certainly, you know, no stooge of the government of Iran. I'm an independent person. I have my independent point of view. And yet I've been concerned by any attempts to direct the content of my program. So one of the reasons I arrived late today was I've been busy trying to get a good guest to come on that show, which is difficult as well to do, not to do, you know, a ninth show on problems in America. It's interesting, you know, as an American and as a longtime host of The Inside Scoop, I've been doing this for more than 4 years. You know, my tagline is all the news the government does not want you to know. I regularly focus on problems in America. I regularly focus on things that our government does that I find to be lawless or dangerous or stupid or unethical or downright mean. It's weird, though, to do shows like that for a different audience. It's kind of an interesting dilemma for me, and I'm happy to discuss it with you if you want to call in. It's kind of the difference between airing your family's dirty laundry with your family and airing it out in public. There are things that you will say to your Uncle Joe that about the way he acts around the dinner table that you probably wouldn't say in a public forum. And there are things that I say about the American government that I've wondered about how appropriate it is on an international television show, which I'm hosting, that goes around the world that is funded by but not controlled by the government of Iran. And I know it's not controlled by the government of Iran because, heck, I'm still doing it, and I still have an independent mind, and I don't want to be controlled by them. But it's posed a dilemma to me as someone who is critical of our own government but is critical of the government of Iran. I try to look with a fair eye at every government around the world. But the way I figured it, and the reason I do what I'm doing, is because I feel like there's a whole host of people in the world, billions, really, certainly hundreds of millions of people, mostly of the Islamic faith, who hate America, many times for justified reasons. Justified because they're justified for hating our American government. I mean, here you know, doing a preemptive war against a country that never attacked us is certainly not good American foreign policy. People have a right to fear us. We have certainly taken out democracies and installed our own dictators. We support dictators around the globe. And yet, the I'd like to let the world know that just as I have no beef with the Iranian people, though I have a beef with the Iranian government, that I don't think people should around the world should have a beef with the American people. I mean, we didn't vote for George Bush in 2000. We voted for Al Gore. The records seem to indicate we didn't vote for him in 2004 either, though I admit that's a little more convoluted. And certainly now, 70% of Americans don't agree with our policies, whether in Iraq or anywhere else. They don't agree with our president. So I thought that given that there are people around the world, radical Islamic terrorists, who do try to kill American civilians and other civilians, that a way to help bridge the gap is to simply explain to people across the globe who we are, who Americans are, that we are still free to speak out, that yes, we worry about surveillance, yes, we worry about losing our Bill of Rights, yes, there are many of us, most of us indeed, who condemn this government as a lawless government, and that I thought it would actually be helpful for them to see that, yes, we are still free to speak out, to encourage them to speak out against their own government, to not in any way whitewash what America is doing, but at the same time admitting quite openly and honestly and happily that I am patriotic. I love my country. I love the United States for all its faults. And indeed, one of the great things about the United States that we still have is freedom to speak out. And that's why I'm doing the show. Now, it's interesting, if you may have read the newspaper today, that there is a memo that's come out about how the White House, and I assume Karl Rove, has carefully made sure that Americans speaking out are indeed hidden from any event involving the president. It's a very careful, crafted thing. What they do, first of all, is they try to make sure there's a designed protest zone that is nowhere near cameras and nowhere near the president of the United States. And if they have this protest zone that's nowhere near cameras, then they let people, Americans can fulminate as much as they want. If a tree falls in a forest and nobody hears it, that tree hasn't fallen. If people protest the President of the United States and there is no press reporting of it, it's as if it didn't happen. I happen to remember that well in 2000 when I joined the great majority of people at the inaugural parade in protesting the president. We outnumbered supporters by about 4-1. But if the press didn't cover it, Karl Rove knew not to be afraid of it. Interestingly, they do the exact same thing in Iran. They have these staged demonstrations, Deaf to America, where they have a small group of people and they tightly focus on the camera to make you think there are a lot of people chanting Deaf to America in Iran, just as at the time when a few Iraqis, led by many Americans, were taking down the statue of Saddam Hussein, that 100 or so were focused on by a very close camera shot to make you think that the entire Iraqi people was doing it. So we manipulate the media, they manipulate the media, everyone around the world manipulates the media, and I'm feeling a little manipulated right now, not on the horn, due to the goodness of Bob Kincaid and Agnes and the wonderful shop they run. They have never once tried to censor me, anything I say. Bob and I have disagreed on topics, but that's good. In fact, you've heard a lot of our disagreement right here on the air, where Bob and I disagree, I think, which, by the way, is less than 10% of the time. I think Bob and I agree 90% of the time. But where we disagree, we've been very open and honest about it. We've let you know about it, and many of you have agreed with one of us or the other of us or neither of us. But the point is that it's very hard, and this is what I guess I'm trying to get in to talk to today, that the field that I'm in, the field that Bob's in, the field that everyone on the horn is in, is a very difficult field because everybody's got an agenda. I also host a show on Pacifica Radio, and they have a very far-left agenda. And so it for someone like me, and I'm a Clinton Gore Democrat, I'm a middle-of-the-road Democrat, I'm no Joe Lieberman Democrat, but I'm not a Maxine Waters Democrat either. I'm sort of, left of center, but the middle of the party. It's kind of hard for me, because apart from the horn, there are a few that sort of give me a free rein, and I've been concerned on my show, The American Dream, the one that's showing in on Press TV and in networks around the world, mostly in Europe, by the way, I have been concerned that they are focusing on... They don't tell me what to say, but they do sometimes try to focus on topics that are only talking bad about America. And I got real problems with that. I don't mind talking bad about America from time to time. Heck, I do it most of the time on this show. But as I said, it sort of poses a dilemma for me. And it's something I'd like to talk about, and hopefully with y'all today. I will go into other news of the week. There's certainly a lot to discuss, even though it's mid-August in Washington. But I don't know. It's something that's been on my mind. I've been focused on it all day today. So if it's something you want to talk about, I want to give you a chance to do so. The toll-free number is 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. We'll be right back after this.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe. And believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Brought to you by the Republican National Committee. George W. Bush, Maximum Decider.
We keep the evildoers down at Gitmo because they're dangerous. Terrorists learn better when they got panties on their heads and stripes on their backs like the grill marks on a ribeye. If we don't do that, they'll kill you, because they hate your mama, and they hate your Bible like they hate your freedom. Fear. It's what's for dinner.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Really want to encourage you to call in and help talk me out. Help me figure out where I am on this. Toll-free number is 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. There are other topics of the day. I just thought the that report is very interesting, the way that the Bush administration would monitor protesters. One of the things, like I said, they would do is, as long as people are out of sight, out of mind, as long as the press isn't covering it, they don't mind protesters. But they were very careful to make sure that people were not wearing the wrong kinds of shirts. They were not wearing signs. I did a show a few years back on a man in South Carolina that came to the Columbia Airport, which is, of course, a public place. It's the airport in Columbia, South Carolina, to protest George Bush. He had a sign that said, "No blood for oil," certainly within his First Amendment rights, and he was arrested, and charged with trespassing by none other than the Attorney General of South Carolina, Strom Thurmond Jr., the 27-year-old son of 100-year-old Strom Thurmond. The point is that this is a very calculated campaign to keep American protesters out of sight, out of mind. And if the protesters talk, then they had a whole group of counter-protesters ready. And they were to shout, "USA, USA, USA." They weren't going to shout, "Bush, Bush, Bush," because that would look partisan. No, the idea was to suggest that those who would challenge the president, those who would challenge the war, those who would suggest that the President Bush is not perfect or that he must follow the law, would seem anti-American because the counter-protesters would be chanting, "USA, USA, USA." And they were instructed only to get violent with the protesters if they weren't drowned out or otherwise blocked by other signs. In other words, if they had to get violent to prevent people from exercising their first speech rights, they would do so. But that would be the last resort because, you know, that doesn't look good. It's just very interesting how we, in a supposedly free country, are being monitored, are being marked. And yet, again, I have a hard time talking about this in the context of a foreign government that mistreats its people more, has less democracy than us, and would use this against us. So I'm in a catch-22 here. I can talk about it here with you, which is why I'm doing so. But it's weird to talk about it in another context. And I'm just curious to know if any of you have any thoughts on this. 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. Call in, let me know if you do. In the meantime, I want to talk about Judge Leslie Southwick. Now, this is the next right-wing judge that is up for nomination before the Judiciary Committee. And I want to talk about him in some detail. But first, let's take a quick break. The toll-free number is 877-4-HEAD-ON. We'll be right back after this.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
It wasn't exactly planes, trains, and automobiles on Head On with Bob Kincaid.
This is what the Bush administration Justice Department didn't want you to see back in 2001. They took out and they huffed the marker a little bit, and then they went, oh, cool. And they wiped out the name where it says, the plane was chartered either by the Saudi Arabian royalty family or Osama bin Laden. Somebody's got to call up and say, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Ryan International Flights. How may I help you?
Hello. This is Osama bin Laden, and I would like to rent a Boeing 727. Do you have one handy?
Oh, just a moment. Let me check. It's a Mr. bin Laden wants to know if we got a 727. Do we, Harry, do we have a 727?
Yeah, we got a 727 just sitting there on the lot. Going cheap.
There's nothing here. Nothing to look at. Keep moving. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. The 6'7" Arab with the portable dialysis machine and the white robes. Somebody's trying.
Head On with Bob Kincaid, weeknights 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the Head On Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sarah Jessica Parker. It's hard to believe that 1.5 million people in New York City are at risk of going hungry. More than half of them are children and the elderly. The Food Bank for New York City provides the food that soup kitchens, food pantries, and shelters use to feed those in need. Now more than ever, we need your help in the fight against hunger. For more information, visit the Food Bank at www.foodbanknyc.org.
California's adult education system is proudly celebrating 150 years of success. I'm Jack O'Connell, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. As a teacher of adult learners, I ask you to join me in celebrating this important milestone. Each year, adult education helps nearly 1.5 million Californians become better literate citizens. High school graduates, fluent in English, or ready for college. To learn more about adult education in your community, contact your local school district.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business. Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS. What if you established your own path? One that others might follow. Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Shelley, my latest single is called In My Time. It's all about the pressure to drink and how to handle it. Now, I'm not going to preach, but I've made my choice. I'm waiting till I'm 21, and I encourage you to stay safe and wait until the time is right for you. You can download my song and the video for free at www.inmytime.net. That's www.inmytime.net. Thanks for listening. This message was brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation. Stay safe.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Herbst. I play Elizabeth Weber on General Hospital. I want you to know about a wonderful nonprofit foundation called the Jesse Cause, saving the babies from Group B strep, also known as beta strep. It's named after little Jesse, who needed 3 brain surgeries, all because his mom was never given a simple test. Group beta strep is the leading infectious killer of newborns in the United States, yet most people have never even heard of it. Amazingly, one-third of all pregnant women have beta strep, and it's almost 90% preventable with common antibiotics. Tell your friends about beta strep, and if you're pregnant, ask your doctor to test you. Together, we can save the babies and put an end to this devastating yet preventable bacteria. For more information, call toll-free at 877-HALT-GBS. That's 877-HALT-GBS. Or log on to groupbstrep.com. That's groupbstrep.com. Jesse and I thank you.
From the Night Sound Studios, here's Charm City's very own, sassy and classy, Erica Richards.
Join us at Night Sounds every Saturday night at 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern for a unique musical experience. You'll hear featured segments like One Hit Wonders, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds dedications hosted by yours truly, Erica Richards. To request a dedication, please contact Erica Richards at billyshearsmusic.com. That's Erica with a K and Shears, Shears. To reach Billy Shears, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. We'll be waiting for you this Saturday evening.
This is Billy Shears, and hey, thanks for lending an ear.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I apologize for the delay. I'm trying to do too much at once today. It's a tough day for me. But hey, at least you got me live. I wasn't even sure that was going to happen today. Let's go to Gene on the phones. Gene, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
It's going okay. I don't know if you have a comment on my dilemma or one on Leslie Southwick.
Well, on your dilemma, actually.
And okay, let's talk about it, because I'd love to hear people's point of view.
Personally, I think in this case, if it's specifically, I realize that Press TV tends to kind I think I would, from my point of view, I would go ahead and I'd be as honest as I could about the situation here in America, specifically regarding protesting. And make that clear, because one of the things that infuriates me so is I get the feeling that the world kind of, you know, basically says, yeah, they voted for him, so they must think it's great. And there's no opposition. So I think I would go ahead and I would make the, when you criticize the government on Press TV, I think I'd make the distinction that it's the Bush administration specifically.
Well, and I do that. And I do that every day when I'm on the show. I mean, it's interesting because it's not so much different from what I say here. After all, when I speak, I'm giving you my views. One of the things that I think differs Horn host from host everywhere around the globe is that we tell you what we think and what we really think. If you know, having been in the talk radio world long enough, I can tell you that the great majority of them consider themselves entertainers. And I know that's true of Rush Limbaugh. I know that's true of Sean Hannity. I know it's true of Alan Colmes. I know it's true of some people on the left, Al Franken, for example. Their goal, as they say, is to entertain. And if they have to take a position that's stronger than what they believe or farther out than what they believe, they do so to get fireworks. But that's not something we on the horn do. We tell you what we think. And that's why you get talk radio 95% on the far right and then, you know, 5% on the far left. And I always find myself in the middle because I don't consider myself on the far left, although I'm definitely left of center. And it's a tough row for me to hoe because I'm trying to simply say what I believe. And I think what I analyze what goes on in Washington and around the world, and I give my analysis, and I like to have people disagree with me and so forth. But my goal is not to take the most extreme position ever. There are Ann Coulters on the left as well, and I don't like them either because I'm tired of people who are playing a role rather than saying what they truly believe.
I don't disagree with you. I just think that, that's why I said I think you should differentiate. If the topic that they have for you on Press TV is a little more anti-government or anti-American than you think it's appropriate, maybe you should basically try to differentiate. Well, they don't pick your topics for you, do they?
Well, part of what I've been doing today, unfortunately, is we're still a new show, and they haven't hired a producer yet, and I've been pressing them to get a producer already, and hopefully we'll have one in a month. And once I get that, hopefully things will be a lot quicker. But no, I have a whole host of topics that I suggest, and then since there's no producer, they have trouble finding the guests that they're supposed to provide. And so we end up having topics like, you know, again and again and again, racism and homelessness and poverty in America. And look, I don't mind talking about poverty in America. I do it all the time. I do it on my own show, and homelessness and racism. But it just seems to me that if that's all we talk about, then I think people get a view of America in a different way. And it's weird for me because I want to focus on the problems of America. I'm so torn up about this, which is one of the reasons why I'm using this hour as my therapy session. but I'm completely torn up because it's certainly right to talk about racism and homelessness and poverty in America. These are severe problems. They're real problems. And it's fair to talk about. It's just weird when you're doing it on a station that you know runs in a country that is less free and has more problems than we do, as severe as our problems are. And, you know, I don't talk about their problems very much.
Have you considered getting your own producer and just, you know...
I'm trying. Hey. I'm working on it. I really am. I've been trying to do.
I think you should... try and do a show that highlights that, yeah, we have problems, but at least we can still speak out on it.
I do that. I do what I do on the radio, which on my own Inside Scoop TV show, which is on Sundays, is I pull out the Constitution, and I it seems to me when I do that, what I'm showing implicitly is that we have the power to challenge our government. I mean, as much as I'm condemning George Bush for violating the Constitution, the very fact that I can pull the Constitution out of my pocket and wave it around and say, Mr. President, you are not above the law, you know, is something good about America. It tells what America does right, which is that when our president gets out of line, at least we are still free right now to criticize him, to call him on it, to say, here is the law, we expect you to follow it. It's this weird thing. Gene, you ever been in the case where someone's asked you to criticize your family and you agree with the criticism, but you don't want to do it in front of them?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I was going to suggest that maybe you should flip in a video Inside Scoop episode every once in a while.
Oh, I do that. No, you don't know that. Gene, every Sunday, and it doesn't contradict anything
on the
horn.
No, I mean for Press TV. I mean, switch the canister tapes or something. I don't know.
I don't think they'll let me do that because it's in different studios and all. But I do have video of the Inside Scoop. In fact, every Monday I tend to play my television shows from the night before here on the horn. But people can get the video archive at radioinsidescoop.com and watch my TV shows, just like they can click on the link and watch my press TV shows as well. But it's a tough thing for me, and I'm just, I don't know. I didn't expect to do a show today, so I'm sort of just rambling a little bit today. I apologize for that. But I did want to sort of see how people take this. It's interesting. On my blog, I've had everything from "Way to go, Mark. You know, that's a great thing you're doing. You're helping to bridge the gap between two fundamentally different worlds, helping to bring peace because we are, you know, conveying a view that showing that, you know, not all Americans are bad, and the best way to confront America is to do what I do, criticize the president, you know, don't strap on a bomb and on yourself and blow yourself up and kill a bunch of civilians. So in some ways I'm making peace. And then I have other comments on my blog. Mark, how could you do this? You know, Ahmadinejad denies the Holocaust. He wants to destroy the state of Israel. He's a fundamental warmonger. He's developing nuclear weapons. How could you possibly in any way be associated with him? And I see both sides. I really do. I just think at the end of the day, they're going to hire somebody no matter what. And at least better to hire me, and I know that I'm not going to let them censor me. And I can't necessarily know that of anybody else. So I feel like at least for now, as long until they fire me, I'm at least playing an independent role. And well, I just want to talk about it openly on the air and to let people know I have nothing to hide. You know, I'm struggling my way through this and doing
well,
the best I can.
Well, there's your answer then. You stay in it until
they fire me.
Yeah.
Which may well happen. I'll tell you, my parents seem to think it's going to happen any day now. But I'm struggling. I'm staying independent. I believe very much in independent free press. And I'm struggling to do that myself.
Way to go.
Thanks for your call, Gene. I appreciate
it. Sure.
Folks, if you want to call and join in, help me out with this dilemma. Tell me you think I'm doing the right thing. Tell me you think I'm doing the wrong thing. Really, I'm open to hearing it. Toll-free number is 877-4-HEAD-ON, 877-443-2366. We'll be right back after this.
This is Bill O'Brien with a message that pretty much defines Concord University. It's from Emily Dickinson. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any courses like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without oppressive toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. Respect for learning, a mission to deliver education that touches souls, consideration to what students can afford, career rewards that pay dividends far beyond the dollars earned. At Concord, we've never crossed that important line between the business of education and education as a business. The first is extremely serious. It changes lives and connects with the moral and the spiritual. We're good at that. The second is no less serious. It raises ethical concerns, however. We avoid that. Concord University, the frugal chariot that bears human souls. Call the Concord Admissions Office, 1-888-384-5249.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head-On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I do want to talk about this Judge Leslie Southwick that's up for nomination to the court in the Fifth Circuit. Now, we haven't seen a lot of nominees since the Democrats took over Congress, largely because most of them can't get out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I give the Senate Judiciary Committee credit for that. But this guy got through because he got all the Republican votes, and he got the vote of Senator Feinstein of California. She's okay, but I've always preferred Senator Boxer. I think that she's much more where I am on the issues. But let's talk about Leslie Southwick. He's going to be nominated for the fifth. He is nominated, I should say, for the Fifth Circuit. Now, this circuit is Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana. All right, it's a circuit that has 30 to 40% African Americans live in these three states, and yet there is one African-American member. Just one. Now, look, you know, I don't believe in strict quotas for affirmative action, but if you have a circuit with two dozen, three dozen judges and 30% blacks, and you've got one judge who's black, that just doesn't represent the people of that district. And but I think the greater reason why I would urge Democrats to oppose Leslie Southwick is if you look at what he's famous for. He's famous for two cases that are most talked about, but I want to talk about some cases not talked about as much either. In one, there's an African-American worker who was described as, and I really hate to say this word on the air, but I'm going to say it because I think that it only has its shocking power when you do say the word. He was called a good old nigger. And he quit and accused his employee of racism, of violating the Civil Rights Act. Southwick affirmed the decision, saying it was okay to fire him, because he said that referring to an African-American coworker as a good old nigger was akin to using the term, quote, teacher's pet, unquote. That's right. Leslie Southwick thinks calling someone the N-word is akin to calling someone a teacher's pet. Do we want him on the courts? He also had a case that to deny gay parents custody of their children, where he went out of his way to give a whole list of laws to show that gay people are not equal to straight people in America. Now, those are the two most common cases that are talked about with Southwick, but there are a bunch of others. Others that get less noticed, perhaps because they're not as inflammatory as issues of racism and homophobia. There's the case of a propane heater that exploded in the house of the Good family, killing their granddaughter. They sued the manufacturer. They had a trial. Okay, they lost. And they lost in part because they didn't have evidence that the company had provided inaccurate information about this heater, about the way to service it so it wouldn't blow up. The new evidence was discovered after the trial. The majority said, okay, they need a new trial. They weren't able to present this. They were hiding the evidence. Leslie Southwick, the judge, said, nah, sorry, you don't get a new trial. If you hide information about a product that blows up and kills your daughter, just hide it. No big deal. Then there's the case of Annie Cannon. It took many years to determine that toxic chemicals at work were causing her illness. And what did Southwick say? If you don't know about the poison, you can't sue. In other words, if you can secretly poison someone, it's okay. There are other examples. But basically, every single time there is a divided issue, every single time the court disagreed, where did Southwick decide? Well, he decided against injured workers and consumers 90% of the time. In divided cases, again, these are not unanimous cases where the facts are clear, but cases where we're not sure who's on whose side, Southwick voted 54 of 59 times against defendants that said that there was juror discrimination. In fact, his own colleagues on the Mississippi Court of Appeal said he was establishing one level of obligation for the state and a higher one for defendants on an identical issue. They said Southwick, quote, placed his stamp of approval on an arbitrary and capricious selection of jurors. Now, he's been asked to describe, to explain, to examine his opinions. He was asked by Senator Durbin, in fact, if he could think of one unpopular decision he had ever made in favor of either the powerless or the poor or minorities or the dispossessed. And in all his many years on the courts, Judge Southwick could not think of one unpopular decision, one criticized decision, one decision where he ever stuck his neck out on behalf of the powerless, the poor, the minorities, or the dispossessed. We have to oppose Judge Southwick, and I just wanted you to know who he was and what it's all about. I also want to tell you about a little bit about tomorrow's show. I've got a terrific guest coming on. Her name is R.J. Hillhouse, and she was recommended to me by some of you. And she's got a book out called Outsourced. And this is a book about how it is that we are outsourcing our CIA. We're literally out with all the ways that our freedoms are under attack, with all the ways that the CIA is spying on us. We're actually outsourcing this spying. So here it is that the government thinks this is all way too secret to challenge. If you are being watched, it's way too secret for you to even criticize it. They call it the State Secrets Act. You can't even discuss it. They've now we're outsourcing this incredibly dangerous activity. And I've got her on the show tomorrow. You won't want to miss her. Let's go to the phones. We've got Malin on the phone. Malin, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes, Mark?
Yes. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Malin.
Okay, I want to make sure I got it right. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a very poor connection. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, that's not good. But we only have a few minutes left, so make your point.
Regards to the prisoners down in Guantanamo,
yes.
And there are some of the British subjects which the United States won't let go back to England. And They are people who were picked up, during the times when they had the bounties. The our army was giving money out to pick these people up. Like $5,000, I believe it was.
That's the
and
problem
so
when we outsource.
Just picked up out of their homes and off of the street and claiming that they were in an area which they were learning military moves. And they really weren't.
Malin, that's
and
a very good point.
I was
point.
So dumbstruck today by listening to the spokesman for the Pentagon, because they are just exactly like the Republican, like Bush and Cheney and the rest of the
Malin, I'm glad you called. You made a very good point, because when we outsource our military, when we outsource intelligence, I'm not sure, frankly, I am sure we shouldn't be torturing people and trying to get intelligence by you know, taking innocent people and making them talk. But at least if our military's doing it, there's some way to monitor it. There is a chain of command. It may not always be listening. You can have congressional oversight. Again, this is an administration that tries to avoid any kind of oversight whatsoever. But when you have it outsourced, when you have people that you don't even know, some private company trying to make money out doing it, there is zero accountability. Who are they accountable to? The CEO? To the Defense Department?
They're not accountable to anybody.
Exactly. And that's the show that I'm going to do tomorrow with R.J. Hillhouse, the author of Outsource. So I hope you'll listen in then tomorrow, Malin. I really hope you do. It should be a terrific show. But for now, I got to go. This is Mark Levine signing off.
This is the Quality News Network. Hurricane Dean strengthened again into a Category 2 storm in the southern Gulf of Mexico and made landfall in Veracruz. Reaching 100 miles per hour today, property damage from the once Category 5 storm has been extensive and 13 fatalities have been reported in the Caribbean. Dean has since been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. After President Bush expressed some frustration with the inability of Iraq's government, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki struck back. Maliki said no one has the right to impose timetables on his government and that his country, quote, can find friends elsewhere. Realizing how his criticism was interpreted, President Bush reiterated his support for al-Maliki today at a speech before military veterans. 14 U.S. soldiers were killed today when their helicopter experienced mechanical problems and crashed. The UH-60 Black Hawk was on a night operation with another helicopter when it went down outside of Kirkuk. A state of emergency has been declared in several Ohio towns affected by flooding. 500 have been forced to evacuate their homes, and 22 people have been killed since the formation of Tropical Storm Erin. Property damage has now reached $38 million. A newly declassified internal report by the CIA says the agency's top leaders missed key opportunities to thwart two hijackers before 9/11. The report also found the CIA failed to formulate a plan to combat al-Qaeda in the years before the attack. The Pentagon announced it will shut down a program which collects information about civilian activity around U.S. military bases. Critics say the surveillance program targets anti-war protesters. The recommendation to end the program came from Chief of Intelligence for the Defense Department. In Washington, Justice Department attorneys